This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We have some great people coming by today. Can hardly wait to 2:15. We have the new Attorney General in Pennsylvania, Dave Sunday. And Dan saw this, so they sent it to him. I don't know which. It was great producing. Ripped right out of the headlines, his office, the new Attorney General, put out this annual review. I thought they were only in office in November. I must be figuring wrong here, right? Yeah, he was elected during the Trump election. And they are leading the nation in going after Medicaid fraud.
Woo.
So I have a list here. Here's just one example of someone who pleaded guilty on Wednesday. Siobhan Parker, licensed practical nurse from Philadelphia County, pleaded guilty to Medicaid fraud and theft by deception for reporting nearly 2,000 hours of nursing services she could not have provided because investigators determined she was billing for caring for two different people at the same time or was traveling outside of the state or county at the time. She owned a personal care agency through which she billed for fraudulent personal care services that her employees, involving including her sister, could not have provided because they too were traveling outside the state or county, often with Parker. She will serve probation and was ordered to pay $96,000 in restitution. Point is this. We hear all this Medicaid stuff nationally, not just here in Pennsylvania with Dave Sunday. You'll really get an insight from him of what we're dealing with here. And immediately, Democrats go into the most, we're going to die on this hill stance. There's no fraud, abuse, or waste. Or even if there is, we don't like the way that you're going to go about it. So how much of this stuff, because people setting up their own personal care services and the like, it seems to be kind of hard to be tracking. In addition to the people that are on Medicaid that are able-bodied and should not be on Medicaid. So he's coming by at 2:15 today. He's got a lot to say about Krasner. I believe that he wants to see Krasner criminally charged on something. And this guy is, I don't think he's going to run for governor. I wish he were against Shapiro. He's a rising star. And I think he's on top of several big things here in Pennsylvania. 2:15 today, we'll talk with him. We're also going to talk at 12:30 with a young woman I happened to see on Breitbart about a week ago. Dan and Henry were like sleuths sniffing a trail till we finally got her. She's the head of the Republican Party for Libertarians, so to speak. but she's done extensive research on the group Indivisible. They're the group, one of the major groups that are astroturfing these Republican town halls, pretending to be Republicans. And also, they're the group involved in organizing, some would say more than protesting, attacking Tesla dealers and cars across the country. It's got a lot of insight on exactly how this plays out. We're waiting. If you happen to see it, Dan, you're going to let us know. I don't know when the splashdown will be for the astronauts, but this is another black mark on Biden that due to the election, he didn't want to use Tesla. He didn't want to use Elon Musk to go and get them. They're gotten and they're on their way home, as far as I understand it. And today, will this be the day? There's not the excitement I thought. I put something up on Twitter I thought was fairly provocative. Lee Harvey Oswald did it. I thought that'd be enough. There was some back and forth. What are we going to do today when 80,000 pages drop and the conclusion still is Lee Harvey Oswald? Are we still going to go conspiracy crazy? Yes, you'll see even more. But I already see on Twitter people saying, I don't care about that. What about Epstein? Now, wait a minute. Look, I get the whole thing with Epstein. But think about the importance of the JFK files and what went on there. This really started. This is the first huge, and it's still, based upon sheer number of things written about it, I would argue it's still the biggest conspiracy thing out there. By far, it's the grandfather of all this. So will they actually drop that today? That's what President Trump said yesterday. We'll see what happens, but I do see the what about Epstein stuff is all over Twitter. Mike Opelka, who writes a great material for Talk Host, you know, his eye on the news of the day, he's got a caption today. And this is really the story right now of where we are. The hill that Democrats have chosen to die on. And on this hill, you see arrows pointing to defending illegal immigration, defunding the police, no voter ID, men and women sports, abortion on demand, critical race theory, defending fraud, waste, and abuse in government spending, sanctuary cities, abolishing ICE, student loan forgiveness. Remember, they thought that was a winner. No cash for bail. All those things. So Scott Jennings is really owning CNN. I asked him to come on this week. Last night on CNN, they let him do his most deranged Democrat bracket, kind of like for the tournament. Now, he says Ilhan Omar is the most deranged Democrat that we know that's out there. I'll ask you throughout the show, not the side question. We have a side question. Who is the most deranged Democrat? Who is the Democrat that is the most wound up that's out there? Omar? Would that be a good candidate? I think Joy Reid would have won. She doesn't have a show anymore, but she definitely is in the conversation. Locally, it's toned down. Although yesterday, if you can imagine, at Philadelphia City Hall, there were hundreds of groups out there marching, taking their time up on St. Patrick's Day for our buddy Mahmoud over at Columbia, and how shocking it is that he's been shut up and his voice can't be heard. And included, I went back over the groups, two that I wanted to mention. Was the AFL-CIO really there supporting these mobs? Would they make those guys really have to show up to support this? The other is CAIR. Over the years, C-A-I-R. I hope the Trump administration takes a look-see at them. If there's any group that consorts with terrorism and terrorists over the years, and I've had them on, you've heard it over the years, it would be CARE, a front group for all this nonsense. They were the ones that were leading this news conference slash protest slash rally. So Democrats now appear willing to die on this hill. Great numbers of them. Seth Moulton, the Democrat from Massachusetts, was on a national show yesterday, and he said something that I'm not sure is true, but he hopes, I guess, that we'll buy this. You see that one? Yeah, 12. Here's Democrat Rep. Seth Moulton saying that Democrat lawmakers are being held hostage by the woke. They're terrified to speak out against men and women's sports, but they oppose it. I don't know that they oppose it. I really can't say that with some of them. Here's what he said.
How do you reform yourself, though, to be more in touch with the everyday American person, like you say?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've become a party of people who preach down to others, you know, who scold them, who say, if you don't agree with me, you're not only wrong, but you're a bad person. I mean, I think all of us have heard that attitude from many national Democrats in the past couple years. So I think we need to stop preaching and start listening. Start meeting Americans where they are. Don't take these minority positions on cultural issues and say, hey, if you don't meet this strict liberal litmus test, then you're not even a Democrat. You know, when I questioned whether we should at least just have a debate about rules for sports, you know, whether transgender women should compete on the same level as on girls' sports teams, I got told by people, you're not even a Democrat. Well, that's the problem with our party. You can't be a majority party if you don't accept a majority of views. It happens on this particular issue. 80% of Americans disagree with this liberal litmus test, you know, a checkbox for Democrats on this view. So we've got to be a lot smarter in listening to Americans. My job is to represent Americans, not tell them what to think, but actually represent their interests in Congress. And I think if more Democrats took that approach, took that view, we'd be much more successful as a party.
It's interesting too, because as you well know, Governor Newsom came around to your view on that particular issue.
And I'll tell you what, I've heard from so many colleagues behind the scenes. You're right, Seth. You're right. Thank you for. I wrote a big op-ed in the Washington Post about this. I totally agree with you. But they all say it whispering because they're so afraid to say it out in public, lest they be accosted by, you know, the liberal left in our party.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that fully. It's just scattered here and there. I think this is a new line. You know, they're trying to not say it, but say behind the scenes they're saying it, yet they're held captive by the woke left, trying to walk. It's a new line. Let's try to walk that. Let's pretend to the American people, yeah, we really get it, but we can't say it publicly. And then publicly, they do the other to please their mob. Now, I think a lot of them are on board with this. I don't think they've had a reawakening here. The smarter ones realize the Trump campaign saw this and spent $40 million on it. You know, I've said many times, I would have spent $100 million. I would have spent whatever any dollar I can get. It's a winner. It's a winner. It's a winner. All right, let me give you the side question. Got some great guests coming by. We're waiting on the JFK files. It's now approaching, you know, TikTok, are we actually going to get this today when they say we're going to get it? I'm interested to see 80,000 pages. Dan, are you bracing to be disappointed? Oh, Dan's in the other room. Henry.
Dan's not here.
Are you bracing to be disappointed?
I'm bracing to not see anything at all.
Why is that?
Because I guarantee you they're going to do what they've been doing with all these files they've been for the past 2 months. Oh, we're going to release it today. Here it comes, everybody. It's like, no, stop. Don't put that cart there. Don't put it in front of the horse. You're dead. It's too late. They're not going to release them.
I say they are going to release this one. This is not as the Epstein one has political criminal impact with people still alive. This one just has the sporting interest of figuring out who did what here. You know?
Think they're going to release it because you're on the Lee Harvey Oswald
because
side.
I'm winning today. I know I'm winning. I've been in touch with Gerald Posner, the excellent on that. He's taking laps already.
Oh,
saying,
my gosh.
Here we go. So you still think 80,000 pages when released is going to show some massive difference here?
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's not going to be released. It's going to get hung up and then be like, what happened to it? And they'll be like, well, you know, the FBI just didn't want us to give it to us yet. And it's like, then don't promise it to us if you don't have it yet. Well, it's not in your physical hands.
Here's the difference. Bondi is the one that promised it the last time. You know who promised it this time? Trump.
Right, because he's never gone back on a promise.
Well, and also it's strike two.
Is it?
Well, Epstein. JFK.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you know
fair.
What I mean? I. What are they going to do? All right, we'll give you Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for next. Yeah.
We know what happened with RFK Jr. We'll give you that one, too. Just forget about the others. All right, side question today. is a great one. Dan's encumbered, but the side question today is it National Awkward Moments Day one of these
yes.
days? That's where it came from. All right, hit us with an awkward moment. We talked, in our meeting after the show, an awkward moment could be you're on a double date, and then the check comes. Oh, let me get that, Henry. Or no, I don't have any hands now. I'm not touching that. All right, which way does it go? Yeah,
you at least got to make the effort. You got to start pulling out your wallet.
Right.
Like, well, which credit card do I want to use
here? Yeah, exactly.
Or in your case, which dollar bill should I use?
That's right. I'm paying in cash. Makes it easier to half things up. Yeah, if you're paying on credit card, how do you half thing that? I'll pay this half. And what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, you at least got to make the effort. If you put the card down, someone would be like, no, come on, let me get that. And be like, no. Unless they really insist, then you'd be like, all right, if you insist, like, go ahead, by all means. You know, I'm just trying to get my points on my credit card here.
All right, so what's your awkward moment?
What?
Your awkward moment.
Can you say that again? What?
Yeah, okay.
What?
What?
When you're talking with someone and they're saying something to you and you clearly cannot hear what they're saying, but you're just going,
exactly.
What? What? And after a while, you just almost feel bad. You're like, oh my gosh, this guy's trying to tell me something important and I can't even understand a word.
All the times if you're in my position and you're at an event and there's a band playing music and people want to come up and tell you stuff. By the way, I never talk over the music, so I'm not going to talk.
Yeah,
that's
no,
how you
it's,
lose
the,
your voice.
It's the same way. Well, it's the same way you're out at a bar and the music's blasting a little too loud and someone's right next to you. And I'm like, dude, I got no idea what you're saying right now. I'm just focused on this beer and this game.
Right. Of course. 855-839-1210. Now, there's a million of them. It's all in the telling. Give us that awkward moment. It could have happened to you. It can be in general. Oh, man, that's one I dread being in the center of. Last week, I had asked about valet parking, and I was like, oh, God, I really don't want... Because I wasn't sure what was going on with it, you know what I mean? I just decided to blurt it out. Usually I wouldn't do that. I'd be waiting for a moment. I just decide, come on now. All right, hit us with that. Get your name into the hat today. And also, the whole situation here developing around, once again, Democrats supporting the unsupportable. That's the theme. That's where they are right now. I don't care what Moulton says. Publicly, they're still supporting all these things. They can say whatever they want privately. What are they on record supporting? 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get in. Several people today making a great point that we've been making. Do we have 677 unelected presidents? There are almost 700 federal district court judges. The official number right now is 677. Some retired judges have taken senior status and may from time to time sit on cases. So it's inexact on any given day, but it's in the ballpark. And these district judges have been allowed to think that their role is to issue injunctions to stop a sitting president from doing executive actions. And then by the time we go through the whole deal, another one jumps in. But with Trump, it's particularly annoying that this is happening. They're not a co-equal branch of government. The Supreme Court is, not these district courts. So I think the Supreme Court should be ruling right now as quickly as possible on the deportation cases. And they also should be ruling on the power, the injunctive power of these 677 or thereabouts federal district judges, many of whom are radical, many of whom were appointed by someone like Obama, Biden. And their mission is to gum up the works, to stop moving forward on what we need to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do. All right, so 855-839-1210. Chuck Schumer today has been roasted on both The View and the CBS Morning Show. And Emery, when you get a chance, he's on The View, and I want to play this, talking about how our side doesn't like the government taking their money. They revolt against it. Of course, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm amazed we don't revolt more on this issue. So we'll play that for you in a moment. But here is Scott Jennings last night talking about exactly what I said. This is Cut 7. Jennings making a case on CNN. It's not only one judge doing something across the nation, but it's also the fact that they think that they can exercise executive power that the president has. Here's Scott Jennings.
Moves us in the right direction.
Maybe it will end up being that the courts might agree with the Trump administration that this is a national security exercise. But it seems like what Dante is saying and what seems self-evident is that there is a process for determining whether that's true or not, because it's not obvious that immigration enforcement is like carrying out a war, overseas somewhere in Syria or elsewhere.
Well, I think a few things. Number one, we've had a number of instances now on immigration and other matters where individual district court judges are trying to effectively substitute their judgment for that of what the White House believes is core function of the presidency as designated by the Constitution. That's a key question and probably needs to be sorted out by the Supreme Court someday. That's number one. Number two, on the issue of these deportations, it's quite clear the president believes he is keeping the United States and its citizens safe from non-citizens who are in the country illegally, first of all, and second of all, who have a long history of committing very, very violent acts from murder to rape to sex trafficking and so on.
All right. So again, substituting 677 of these men and women thinking they're the president and or they don't care. They have the injunctive power. That's what they're going to do. Now, here's Schumer. This one's a view, Henry. I thought it was a view. Okay. And he is trying to explain why it's so hard to deal with MAGA or Republican voters. Here's Schumer.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees. They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay. We're united.
Okay.
Good.
All right, then. Let's break that down. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Not in the manner that he talked about it. It's the overreach of government. It's they love government. They worship government. It's a religion. They have replaced religion. It is their religion. And it's not that we're saying no government, but the government that governs least, the founders thought, is the most effective, is the most legitimate, is the most moral. They don't want to hear that. This is their whole raison d'etre. This is what they do. This is what they live for. And yes, we are overtaxed and we don't want to pay anymore. And when he said, a guy who, in my mind, has never run a business in his life or anything close to it. Remember when Obama got it said, you didn't build that. Roanoke, Virginia, to a bunch of losers, his voters. And we had such an outpouring of small business people because they're the backbone of talk radio. Small business in one way or another, or they at one point they did that. They're thinking about doing it. And they know what the government does. It gets in their way constantly. Overkill. Why? Because they know you're there and they're going to come after you. They want to rake you over to gain money to redistribute it. Yeah, so Schumer's right. That's our problem. Can you imagine these fat cats on The View sitting there and thinking, yeah, look at how morally superior we are. We want more and more government in our lives.
I think the opposite was true right there because they were playing him off like he was giving a too long of a speech at the Oscars. They started the music about 15 seconds in when he starts going, yeah, what, it's your money? And it's like, yeah, it's our money. Like,
well, they're all over him because they don't think he stepped up enough. That was the a couple of them today. So, yeah, they would, even on this, they would go down that path. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk with Jessica Bowman. Now, I saw her on Breitbart. And in the center of what's happening here, who are these people harassing at Republican town halls? Are they really Republicans and they've had it with Trump? I don't think so. The polling doesn't indicate that. And they're also the same groups many times. They're organizing to shut down, in some cases, violently, Tesla. If I make it out to Warminster on Saturday for this group that's going to be harassing a Tesla dealership there with nothing better to do, I think I'll find some of the ancient activists who engage in this stuff all the time. Now they're just trying to turn on Tesla. They're going to be angry because Elon Musk is bringing the astronauts back today. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that we need you to do is just push pound 1210. Get in an awkward moment. Just think about one. Maybe you would tell it. Maybe you think in a broad sense, that's what we're looking for. We'll talk with Jessica next. She's highly researched, investigated, Indivisible, and these other groups. And the idea that they are actually pretending to be Republicans, among other things. What are they prepared to do to stop Elon Musk? It seems to be just about anything. She's next. You know, it is said that you just don't visit Sicily. You will come back again and again and again. You'll fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. And we're there to see all that beauty. That's you, me, Roe, and Talk Radio 1210 listeners. This unparalleled tour of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria. Now, I'm headed to Europe again, and there's only one group to go with. We're going to hear from one of the guys that's our tour guide, Giuseppe, today, because conservative tours, just the name, they cater to talk radio listeners. 5544, you're not going to beat that. That's including airfare. Dining that you'll talk about forever. Bustling Palermo. The Quattro Conte, stunning Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. It's all there, and the Godfather Tour. That's right, all the locales from the movie we're going to be hitting. All you have to do is call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. We'll go to Taormina, the crown jewel of Sicily, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque. It's a country within a country. I'll see you in Savoca, but do call now. Start to get that information. We're ready to go. 888-733-9494. All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. Jessica Bowman, I happen to see on a big interview on Breitbart, National Secretary of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Think Republicans leaning libertarian. She was talking about two groups that she's highly investigated, or two things. They might be one big group in there. This group, Indivisible. I think they were out there at the Don Trump Jr. night, even though they were funny, wanting to pay us in rubles when we had them here. Two things. One, astroturfing the Republican town halls, and two, the nonsense they're doing, violence often, at Tesla dealerships or EV stations. Jessica joins us in Philadelphia. Jessica, welcome in. Great to have you. I love the stuff you were talking about on Breitbart.
Hi, Dom. Thanks so much for having me.
So when you talk about the libertarian wing of the Republican Party, what are some of the issues where you're in the big tent, but you have your own corner of that big tent, kind of?
Exactly. We like to consider ourselves the conscience of the Republican Party to try to hold Republicans to the original Republican platform and values. And so by doing that, what we do is we promote free enterprise, personal liberty, and limited government in our government.
Is there anything the Trump administration is doing where you have to keep him inside the guardrails?
I think so far the Trump administration is doing what it set out to do. Wasn't particularly impressed with that CR. I think a lot of people didn't read it. And so I think we should normalize reading legislation before we jump. And so probably like the inside war between Thomas Massey, it really wasn't a good play ultimately for MAGA to do that. Because I think he was actually kind of coming around a little bit. And you also see like Rand Paul.
Yes.
Not supporting the CR. So I think it was more so fiscally irresponsible and could be handcuffing Doge ultimately to support it. But, you know, I think moving forward, they have an agenda. They're locked in and focused on it. And so I've been very impressed about everything the Trump administration's done so far. And I continue to just see, is Congress going to take that hard action of actually reducing spending and cutting a lot of these areas and getting where we can get actual appropriations and start balancing the federal budget and reducing the debt that we have in our country and the deficit. And I'm just curious to see if that's actually going to happen, because we can keep kicking the can down the road, but eventually we won't have a country.
Jessica, too, during this interview that I saw, I'm really interested in you investigating the groups. Let's start with the astroturfing of these Republican conferences, town halls. I still think they ought to do them. Tell me who you think is involved. Indivisible is very big here in our area. I'd say Bucks County, places like that. It's the usual faces. Are they actually paying people, do you think, in some of these instances?
Yes, I do, because they actually have what's called a distributed fundraising model. So the monies that flow in can actually flow to wherever they need them to go. And local chapters, that all funnels through Act Blue. So I do think that they are paying people to come in. But also, like you said, you have them locally present in your area. So they're really present in all counties in which there's a swing state. So you're going to see a lot of Indivisible presence there. They have a lot of like grassroots present at local levels, but then they also operate nationally. And their focus is really going to be focusing in on school boards and things like that to see if they can get any type of momentum, because quite frankly, this resistance movement isn't what it was back in the first Trump term, like first Trump presidency, as it is now. It's really deflated and quite pathetic, to be honest.
Yeah,
but they're trying.
I hear you, and I agree with you, but I would argue one area where they're gaining traction by hook or by crook that they seem to be setting people off in our area, but even more violently. You also investigated what they're doing with Elon Musk and Tesla. That seems to be where they're getting animated, maybe where they can commit outright violence and think they'll get away with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is what they think that they can do. It's crazy because they want to say this is going to be a peaceful protest, but yet their rhetoric and their imagery doesn't match what's actually happening. Why are we targeting people at charging stations? Why are we vandalizing private ownership of Teslas to try to force people to sell their Teslas to divest? Like, it's already a sunk cost at that point. And then in addition to that, I thought they hated Wall Street, but they're supporting those that are making like $16 billion off of shorting the stock. It's really interesting. And then you have like someone like Tristan Snell out there claiming that if, you know, we call Tesla stock to plummet, that somehow Elon's going to lose X and then we can get our Twitter back. And that's not even true. Multiple financial analysts have come out and said, actually, he didn't put Tesla stock up in order to get X. Maybe he entertained it at first, but that's not actually how he ended up purchasing X. So that's not really true. It's just that's what they think they're wanting their people to think, but that's not the reality. And so they have all these Democrat activists operating on that delusion and then operating on other delusions like, you know, this is a king. Elon Musk is unelected. They're bringing authoritarianism to America and they're going to like take away all of our rights and is going to be a dictatorship. And they use all this charged rhetoric and they are just fear mongering people. And a lot of people are getting out and then they, of course, act out at these rallies and they do bad things. These people know that. I mean, one of the groups in particular is Troublemakers. That's the name of the group.
Rise and resist. Troublemakers. Yeah.
So like, I mean, I think it says it right there in the name. And then they're calling this like hashtag Tesla takedown is what they're putting out there. They're working with Rise and Resist, like Indivisible, as you said, and the Democratic Socialist. So yeah. At the end of the day, it's going to be bad. I mean, we've seen what, like, Tesla set on fire. They hit the Tesla storage lot in Texas. They stole, you know, tires off the vehicles, vandalized them. You have, like, swastikas, which I don't even know how to draw a swastika. So I think it's only those on the left that really even know how to draw swastikas. Crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, burning the charging stations. This is really sad because all these people are getting it keyed. Their cars keyed and everything.
And most of them, a great number of them, are being caught. They forget there's cameras all over the place. We've seen any number in the last few days. The other tell is when they all say the same talking point or they all have what appear to be pre-produced printed signs all saying the same thing.
They do. There's actually a there's actually a resistance events calendar. It's actually being edited by someone who used to work at the VA at the federal level during the last Trump administration. It's like actually the person editing it been part of the DNC for quite some time in the actual like literature is edited by a few different groups, but it's already prepackaged. It's in a Google Drive, and then it's like this brand website that they can download all these things. There's like pre-scripted messaging. There's like pre-scripted songs they can sing. It's actually crazy, but everything is already planned out, very heavily funded.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jessica, where do we find you? Because, again, you are on top of the things that we're talking about in deep detail. Where do we follow you on Twitter, website? Where do we go?
You can find me on X at Jessica Bowman. So follow me there. And one last thing I want your listeners to understand is when Elon's calling out through Doge, NSAID, or USAID funds, he's actually calling it out and it's scaring these people that are receiving the funding because for so long, they've been using grants to transfer money from nonprofit organizations and then fund politics with those grants. So that's why all of the Democrats are up in arms.
Absolutely. Jessica, please come back frequently. We love talking with you today.
Absolutely. I'd love it.
Jessica Bowman, hat tip to Henry, tracking down. Sometimes these take quite a while. You heard some of the insight with the groups that you're seeing. I still think Republicans should do these events, but you heard some of the insight of what goes on with these, where they go, where we're headed. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll take your calls. Awkward moments. All right, Dan, we didn't get yours. You're the master of this. You were in the other room. What do you have today?
Yeah, I'm very awkward individuals. There are multiple times. Did you talk anything about elevators yet?
No, there's a lot with the elevator. You got all the elevators.
It seems like all my awkward moments happen when it's in the elevator. So today there was one where I got in an elevator and there were, so usually to paint a picture, our elevator bank has four elevators. So usually there's at least two. So, you know, you don't have to, you know, cram in with other people. Well, today there's only one open and there's four people at the same time besides myself. We all get in there and it's clear that we all recognize each other, but we have no idea what each other's names are. We've never talked in the past. So it's just a really awkward silence before one of them breaks the ice and says, y'all work at Odyssey, don't you? And then we had kind of like a jovial conversation on the short 30-second trip up. But man, is it an awkward silence when you get into an elevator with somebody you've seen before, but you don't know their name and you don't know whether or not to strike up a conversation.
I wonder if Dan said, Henry, I'm the executive producer of the Dom Giordano Show, or did he say, oh, I work with Dawn Stanzlin's show?
Let's play this out.
Let's play the tape back.
No, because it actually came to that, because we went around the circle saying, introducing us and saying who we are, and it got to me. And most of them were corporate. We had a corporate lawyer. Right. There's a corporate attorney. They were talking about how you know, they don't even see each other. Then it gets to me, and I say, yeah, I work in the Philadelphia market. They're like, you know, sales? I'm like, no, on air. They're like, oh, which station?
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Talk radio 12-10.
Yeah, 12-10 WBC. Yeah, yeah.
A major national jewel. That's where it is, buddy. Top three nationally.
You just never know the reaction you're going to get, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad we still live in that kind of environment where we can't just be like, I'm a proud conservative on 12th and WPHD. That's what I do here.
Dom Giordano says hello, and then they don't get off the elevator.
Even more awkward, it's happened to me before, but hopping into the elevator with the big boss. So, like, you know how corporations, they have CEOs and such, and there was a past CEO here that got into the elevator. And I recognized him because I've seen his picture. He has absolutely no idea who I am.
Right.
But I'm sitting there like, I don't even want to sniffle. I don't even want to.
Well, you know what? When we're at the Phillies game with John Middleton in front of me, DJ, I'm trying to tell him, no, you're not going to go over and sit down next to him. He goes and sits down next to him and starts talking to him about trades he's made and how he loves it and all.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, get this man out of here.
John Middleton's open to that stuff, though. That's why he puts himself in these seats.
I hear you, but I disassociate it from that.
Can I take one off of Twitter or from YouTube that's really good?
Yes.
I don't know. Has it been talked about already? But youtube.com/@12WPHD, Suze loves Jeffy's submission. She says, my daughter hates buying feminine products from male cashiers. She'll actually wait in a longer line to avoid the awkward situation.
I could understand that.
Yeah?
When you're going to buy condoms, that might be an issue.
Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
I just avoid the cashiers altogether. I'm going to self-checkout.
Now you can do that, but you previously couldn't.
I guess, you couldn't, but...
Yeah, it's a supermarket. Condom. Henry's taking him out to this self-checkout and the other order over here. Okay. All right, 855-839-1210.
What was yours? I missed yours today. What was your...
I did the double date thing, and I also talked about the valet parking.
So are you always picking up the bill on a double date?
No, not at all. But then I got Ro there. You know what that's like. She wants to pay for every... Hey, come on over and sit down.
You just got
to
make the attempt. You just got to make the attempt.
But on a double date, you get that check. Are you thinking... Is it a situation where it's automatic split, or are you thinking that you're going to cover the other couple?
You got to do an automatic split.
Yeah?
Yeah, even if they're drinking away. You know, God, I hate that.
If you're entertaining them, I feel like you should pay for them.
Well,
but if you're just going out with friends, everyone lives around here, you split it.
Nine drinks later.
Exactly. 855-839. Yeah, what are they thinking with all those drinks? I know exactly what. I'm not paying for this. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Jump on board. Hit us with that awkward moment. You heard Jessica Bowman. Yeah, this is what we're facing. I still think Republicans should tough it out, do town halls, call them out on it. You know, call them out. I don't believe you. These guys, I'm a Vietnam veteran. You know, what outfit were you in? You know, they're faking this. These are not Trump people angry at Republicans. They're the same people trying to masquerade that there's a movement out there. If anything, they're more angry at Schumer than anybody else. All right, let's face it, most people fear the dentist. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Bentz knows this, and I've seen over the years how my guy, my dentist, Dr. Bentz, treats patients. He and his staff, they know the patient may be in advance, might even have a full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. I've seen him with somebody who didn't speak English so well, dealing with aiding them and making them understand, you know, the procedures and what was going to be going on, etc. This takes a lot of skill, a lot of time, but that's what they do. They want to make everybody feel comfortable. The ultimate goal is, after a few times, that fear level is very low, if at all. And if you have a little fear, you're extremely anxious, whatever you would characterize it as, this is someone to count on, Dr. Bentz and his staff, for a pleasant dental experience. Give Dr. Bentz a call at 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of the dental work maybe you've been putting off. Finally get that smile that you've always wanted. The phone number, mydentist10years, Dr. Bentz, 610-272-6949. The website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. All right, the Supreme Court has done their job a bit. They've, by the way, let me stop that. This is even bigger. Paul Anka has written a new song, right, Henry? For Trump. Ooh. Now, I'm flipping coins on this. I think it's kind of sacrilegious, Dan. You have it on your show sheet here. Maybe we ought to play a little bit of it. It is a based upon the Trump mystique. I may have to bend the rule here a little bit about my way. Sing it, Paul.
Unique old world mystique. It's quietly chic. That's Mar-a-Lago. Serene, this sun-drenched scene, and the cuisine, it's better than Spago.
Oh, come on.
All right. Can't do it. Stop him. Stop it right
there. Well, can
I go
to that? What's the chorus sound like?
Yes. Yes.
With your vast knowledge, we can bet you could wipe out national debt.
Oh, my gosh.
If plans go awry, hey, what the heck? You just sit down and write a check.
Oh.
We'll all relax. No inheritance tax. When we vote your way.
Oh, goodness. Oh. That's an Spago is the thing that got me. Look, that song to me, maybe no other. I can stand playing around with others. Paul Anka shouldn't even sing it, but he wrote it. I don't care. There's only one guy that can sing.
He can do whatever the heck he wants with it.
I know, but Elvis shouldn't even sing it. I don't know anybody alive then or ever other than Sinatra that should be able to sing it up, shoot it up, and spit it out. Nobody else should be able to say that. They just can't.
Was this something that was in demand? Did he just like think one day, he's like, you know what? Yeah. I could spoof my own song and write it about Trump.
He's a big buddy of Trump, and Trump's the one that put it out there and saying, what a hell of a guy. You know, I think it's kind of embarrassing here. I thought he was just going to do it about Trump, not make Spago rhyme with everything else. Oh, my God.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. If you want to do it with Trump my way, okay. Let Sinatra alone with this. There's only one.
How's the man going to make money otherwise, though?
I think he still tours. I think he still does lounge acts and stuff and all. He's written all. And this is his greatest song, I would argue, that he wrote. He originally sang it himself. I think he was in his 30s. You can't do that. You know, you got to be in your 50s, I'd say, to sing this.
Did you know he wrote Put Your Head on My Shoulder, too?
Yeah. Okay. This is about the all-time song of triumph over that. But, you know, Trump coming back from nothing.
Sorry.
Your way.
Henry said that he sang that, too. I was an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He also wrote She's a Lady by Tom Jones.
Yes. I saw today there's an astronaut that's on with the astronauts coming back. And guess what the guy's name is? Tom Jones.
Is it really?
Yeah. Tom Jones was an astronaut.
Well, that's not unusual.
Yeah, exactly. I did interview Neil Armstrong once. It was great. I mean, you know.
You ever speak to Buzz Aldrin?
Not Buzz Aldrin. Neil Armstrong. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Neil's the one I'd rather talk to.
Yeah, and there was no conspiracy. I didn't say, what about those labs, Neil?
Oh, you got to ask him if the moon landing was real.
No, that's embarrassing.
It's clearly in a studio.
Henry's leading so far in the clubhouse. No Kennedy files yet. You can't keep saying this without releasing the files. Give us the files. I know Lee Harvey Oswald did it. I can prove it. That's all that I know. All right, coming up.
How can you prove it?
I've been there. He was a crack shot. I could see how he did it. You can stand right next to it, then you would know.
Circle.
All right. If they release him, we'll have Gerald Posner on tomorrow debating Dan. This ought to be pretty good.
No one on the grassy knoll?
No grassy knoll.
No? Right. No woman with the headdress?
No. No guy with the umbrella?
No.
Did give us that all-time great phrase, let me Zapruder film it.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up. We will be talking with Donna Sharon, the representative from out there in Montgomery County, Upper Montgomery County. She wants a simple constitutional amendment. You can't be here illegally and get a driver's license. Oh, my God. Would Pennsylvania pass that? 80-20, I think that would pass. She's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.